Consumers suffer a crisis of confidence.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. A business research group called the Conference Board said this morning its consumer confidence index slid in February to a 10-month low. Now, consumer sentiment is vital to this economy because consumer spending is vital. And stocks are showing it this morning with the S&P 500 down 0.9%, the NASDAQ down 1.25%, the Dow's off 60 points at 10,323. The big retailers, Home Depot, Sears, Macy's, Target, all said this morning quarterly profits were better than expected, but sales continue to lag. European shares lost more than 1% today, and Asian shares were mixed. Here is a horror story. You go into the hospital, you die from an infection you picked up in the hospital. This is more common than was believed, according to a study released yesterday in the Archives of Internal Medicine. Joining us to talk about this from our health desk in WHYY in Philadelphia, he's with us live, Gregory Warner. Hi.
Hi, Bill.
So what is this study? Am I ever going to want to set foot in a hospital again?
I think you should bring your own disinfectant if you do. This study looked at two of the most common hospital-acquired infections, sepsis and pneumonia. These are infections that can usually be prevented just by keeping everything sterile. And these two infections killed 48,000 people in 2006. And that's horrible enough, of course. But what I found interesting to Marketplace listeners is we've been talking about the cost of care. The cost of these two infections was $8.1 billion. So, for example, a person who acquired pneumonia from a dirty ventilator tube, they stayed in the hospital an additional 14 days.
And then the hospital charges for that extra stay?
Well, right. And Medicare tried to change this. They said, you know, we're not going to reimburse hospitals on the idea that if someone spills something, you don't pay them to clean it up. But I spoke to the author of this report, Ramanan Lakshminarayan. He says that these new Medicare rules would only have applied to the tiniest fraction of the cases. The reason is that hospital-acquired infections are hard to prove.
And therefore, hospitals argue that Medicare should not deny them payment because it's entirely possible that they came in with the infection.
So is there a solution, Gregory?
I mean, many people say a quick solution, really powerful, is for the government to encourage the use of checklists. And basically, these are 5-point checklists in hospitals to make sure that busy doctors and nurses are keeping everything sterile. Studies show that use of those alone could save thousands and thousands of lives.
Marketplace's Gregory Warner, thank you.
My pleasure, Bill.
An increasing number of home sales in this country are to multi-generational buyers. Reporter Mitchell Hartman says more Americans are looking to fit an extended family into one home.
Let's call it the rise of the latchkey family. At Coldwell Banker, nearly half of realtors nationwide are seeing more customers in the market for homes for the newly extended family.
So either mom and dad coming to live in the house or maybe the teenagers coming back to live.
Researcher Diane Patton says this could help the move-up market, people looking to accommodate an aging relative with special health needs or an unemployed 20-something with special musical needs.
We have seen attic accommodations. We've seen the daylight basement, purchasing property where other family members can build on the same lot.
Many people can't afford to have a separate apartment.
Susan Newman is a social psychologist who's just written a book on multi-generational living.
You're adding on an addition for your parents, you might want to let them contribute if they can so that they feel they own it.
Newman says that cost sharing can lead to smoother family relations under one roof. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services.
Did you know one of the more profitable sites on the web is a bunch of cat photos with funny captions called I Can Has Cheeseburger? A Seattle entrepreneur named Ben Ha owns this and dozens of humor sites where the content comes from the masses. It's called the Cheeseburger Network. Hey, Ben.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. You've said you're in the time-wasting business.
That's right.
Why should I waste time with your content instead of wasting time with YouTube videos?
You know, that's a great question. There's no reason for us to favor one over the other, but what we want to make sure is that we provide reliable content every day that's going to make you laugh. Right. So YouTube is a vast repository of videos that may or may not be great. Whereas when we editorially curate the featured stuff on the homepages, which is what most people see, we're taking care to make sure that the 5 minutes that you spend on our sites are actually going to be spent well.
And to do that, you're digging through how many submissions, let's say, on I Can't Hash Cheeseburger?
So actually, across the network total, across the Cheeseburger Network, we receive about 13,000 submissions each day.
Every day.
Every single day. And we have half the companies actually dedicated to managing that community, sifting through those pieces of content so that they're appropriate and to post the best onto the sites. And we know which ones are good, not because we decide that they're good, but because the users vote on each other's submissions and say, this one's funny, this one's not.
So are the people you hire, are they specialists in any way? I mean, do they have to have a certain humor or are they just aggregators?
They absolutely have no special skill set in a traditional job sense. But what we do look for is we look for a understanding of what we call internet culture. So when we hire these people, it's not the age, it's not where you went to school, it's not any of that. It's that how do you live on the internet? Do you see it as a tool that you use to go find information? Or is the internet your primary source of popular culture? And that's what we look for.
How sick are you of people saying, ugh, funny cat captions? Give me a break.
You know, I'm actually not, because I know that's so much more for us to grow into. It's just a sign that we haven't done our job fully yet, and there's a lot more left to do.
Ben Ha owns the Cheeseburger Network. Thank you.
Thank you.
And this week, the finalists were named for Britain's Diagram Prize, celebrating the oddest book title of the year. Contenders include Collectible Spoons of the Third Reich and What Kind of Bean Is This Chihuahua? Next month, they'll announce the winner and hopefully tell us what kind of bean this chihuahua is. I really would like to know. It's Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.